The plan would not force schools to teach sex ed, but if they do, they'd have to talk about the health benefits, side effects, and proper use of contraceptives. They could also talk about abstinence, but only as one option among many. Schools could no longer offer abstinence-only curricula. The governor says the new law will make sure kids get accurate information on an important topic, and it will help prevent teen pregnancies.
This is really a statement by Wisconsin that we're not going to put blinders on and we're not going to plug our ears. We actually are going to understand that our kids need some really basic information to make choices.
Every Republican voted against this plan in the legislature, arguing in part that it infringes on local control. But Doyle says this is an area where the state should step in.
You know, we wouldn't leave it to a school board to decide that they could teach I mean, to be absurd, but that 1 + 1 = 3. And the real heart of this bill is to make sure that what is taught is medically accurate and is comprehensive.
Republicans also argued that some districts would want to avoid the controversy of teaching kids about birth control and might drop their sex ed programs altogether. It's unknown how many districts teach abstinence-only programs right now. The new law would let parents take their kids out of sex ed if they object to this material being taught. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.